second hour of our broadcast here. And I'm your host, Deanne Verrilli. John, what did you think about Author? John, are you there?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah.
He summarized things quite well. I mean, you know, geez, if you can't hear those facts and understand them, you are sleeping, I think. I'm not sure what I'd say you are, but, you know, he hit it right on the mark. Australia is pretty scary. I didn't realize that those numbers were that. I realized that past numbers have been put in our face. I didn't realize they had a bill on, you got Gun Owners of America, and then you've got the, I can't think of the other gun owners bill or organization in the United States. They actually helped draft a lot of the bills.
NRA.
The NRA helped draft a lot of the bills that are against us. They are in the name of safety.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this you're going to go into the idea of subversion of different things, of like the mafia, of the changing things, of the militias. And it's exactly where things come from. And, again, it's exactly how if we don't take care of business, business gets out of hand, and we all of a sudden find ourselves behind the eight ball, and we're being controlled, and we're being taken over, and we're not where we're losing our freedoms.
And the thing, you know, it's really scary here, you know, is I told you last week I heard in this was amazing. Russia is, you know, got a problem where on YouTube right now there's a movie about how these men and women are training in the forest of Russia to prevent their problem with foreigners coming over the borderline. And it's similar to what we've been, you know, hearing here in the United States about the illegal alien problem of Hispanics coming in from Mexico. But, you know, the whole issue is that, again, like I told you, it's a pattern. It's a setup to get us all fighting against one another. But they're training in the forest preserves with heavy levels of weaponry to prevent the problems of what they call the browns coming over. And the browns they're talking about, meaning the color of the people that are coming over there, are not from Mexico. And they're not blacks. We're talking about people from a Middle Eastern background, you know, various African countries, I gather, as well, coming into Russia for refuge, you know, seeking out help. Now, they did the same thing they did here. You know, we've been under this from the concept, but they, during the time that the war ended, the Cold War I'm talking about, and they decided to basically drop the Kremlin wall and put an economy in similar to the United States, and that happened, I think, during the last the first part of the Clinton administration, when they forged ahead and did that, the people there that were used to having, you know, programs set up where they were getting food at very reasonable cost, cost border amounts of money that they would pay for things under the communist regime. Well, the thing was, all of a sudden, overnight, they put an economy in like ours. So those people had to buy products or services at high amounts. They had to change the job structure around where they were not making income like they were making here. And then a lot of people, because of it, lost money, jobs, position, housing, everything. And a lot of women went into prostitution and were selling themselves over here. And it opened up a whole wing for a new type of organized crime to blossom out of the, you know, out of the Kremlin, out of Russia. And it infiltrated the United States at a high level because of what was going on. But we're getting ready to go to break, but we're going to talk about this, history of the gangs, the different things that were going on, and why people were fighting tyranny, and how it is impacting on us today, because we're seeing the same issues. We'll be right back after this break, 800-313-9443.
Mm-hmm. The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
We're back, and we're here on RBN. If you want to reach me, my number is 630-930-9782. Best time to reach me is after 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 630-930-9782. You can write to me at 450 Rogers Street, 2E, Downers Grove, Illinois, 60515. Again, it's Deanne Burley at 450 Rogers Street, 2E, Downers Grove, Illinois, 60515. My email is deanne.burley@gmail.com. And, folks, what I was saying before the broadcast is to give you a timeline of the nightmare of events that have happened before that we're reliving, and we don't see it. We don't have a clue of what we're looking at. The Russians, the people in Russia, especially in areas of Poland, they had one of the most wonderful theaters there. They had a wonderful group for a ballet. There was all types of things that they were doing under the way that the government was set up. And for overnight, for them to change it to another economic base, it was very, very different, and it impacted on the people very badly, and it threw people in impoverished situations. A lot of members of the KBG, they ended up coming into various places in Canada and the United States. Some of them were working in forest preserves right now as lumberjacks because there was no work over there for them in their country. because the whole economy changed. Now, you think about our economy changing. Where are you going to go? Are you going to just jump on a plane like everybody else and go to work for Halliburton and hope to go over and rebuild a country that we already destroyed? And, you know, what was the purpose to go there in the first place? Again, who was the one that committed that crime? Well, God, if they ever have another revisit of the Nuremberg trial, like in Adolf Hitler's Germany, and when they come back and take an account of who was responsible, will all of us have to go before that trial and explain our position in the war crime because we had comparable knowledge of acts of atrocity and genocide and everything else that was taking place in foreign nations? We are all comparable. We are all witnesses. We are all people. You know, in language of law, there's an area that if you see somebody committing a crime and you don't do anything, then you're accomplice to that crime. You're accomplice. So everyone that has touched one of my documents I filed, that has actually documentation of individuals using fraudulent names to open up corporations and fraudulent names to create a venue of stealing and laundering money through property and things, they're all comparable because none of them acted. Those folks that got the information from the people that, like Sybil Lambert Evans and Myra Snyder and Eric Schein and everybody else that's been in the Patriot Movement, that all were insiders that worked in the government and worked outside, that were comparable and compromised to understanding criminal activities that were going on, and they provided that to FBI and different government agents, policing agencies, state's attorneys, attorney generals, all of those people holding those documents, and they have given somebody a number stating that they were supposed to investigate. They're all comparable for non-action on a crime in action that is continuing on. They are all involved with a criminal act that later on can be tried, just like in the trial in Nuremberg, and they don't realize it. John, what do you think on that? John? Oh, okay. Well, I think John may have gone away for a minute, but I wanted to ask him what he thought about it. And I want to ask you what you think. If you could call in at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And the other thing, too, is right now. What is the situation? We were talking earlier briefly when John comes back on about gangs, about the issue of folks out here that are involved with organized crime families. Why were there gangs? Why were there organized crime families? What was the difference between a pirate and a privateer? And I'm going to kind of touch base on those things because it kind of leads up to where we are now. I spoke to individuals who were involved with the Irish Republican Army not too long ago because of they told me what was going on over there in their country. We talked to people in England, and they have talked about what they have done in investigating the situation with Lady Diana. They're on it. We're not. Now, let's go over the organized crime family. Now, John, are you there?
Hi, Deanne, yes.
Oh, okay. Now, you know, earlier we had mentioned this thing about the organized crime family, and we mentioned the word mafia. Tell the audience what that means and what that was about.
Well, to my understanding, it was explained to me that mafia is actually my daughter, and that the mafia was originally started by a gentleman chasing after his daughter that had been kidnapped. He's yelling, "Mafia, mafia, my daughter, my daughter." And it was as the Great China Wall was built to stop the Mongols from invading. And same thing in Italy, as in an organization of the public for a militia. The name of it was Mafia, and it was initially started to stop the infiltration and theft of their personnel and of their own products. It's no different than the Vikings coming in on England or so. And you had to organize and try to defend yourself.
I was looking at this program today, too. I don't know how true it was, but it was very well done, a movie called The Young Guns. And it had the number of these actors, you know, Charles Sheen's sons, and it was very well done, talking about Billy the Kid. And they were talking about how Billy the Kid was actually given a sheriff-like license to go out and act in the behalf of these people because there was tyranny going on in the Wild West then. And people's properties were being stolen and stuff, and it was back to the whole issue of what we're confronted with now, the government. Now, the whole issue then is that they were running around, according to this movie, and I had to look into the factors of it, they were running around on horses and whatever, and they were trying to clean up this tyranny that was going on against the people. And Billy the Kid was well protected by the people. As you hear about Jesse James. Jesse James was an outlaw, but his thing was that he went back and helped the people. It was kind of like a Robin Hood story. But, you know, the whole issue is that this government tyranny has been going on for eons. The only thing right now, folks, it's gotten more sophisticated because now they have the peasants, which we are, in action, actually supporting the tyranny. And we don't realize it. And see, they have gotten so sophisticated because they're using all types of devices to keep us from understanding what's going on. One of them is that we look at television, we are impacted all the time by different visions that we see, and we don't realize. We have no clue what we're looking at. It's taking our minds away from the actual thing that we need to open our minds to, and that's the tyranny that's going on in the United States that's infiltrating every country. Now, going back to the issue of the mob, now, it started out where the mafia was developed because the people in their country were being terrorized. And then when they came over here in the United States, they ran into the same tyranny, as did the Irish people when they came over here. They ran into tyranny. There was a slaughter of Italians I'm not sure if it was New York or it was Chicago, but there was a slaughter of Italian Americans that came over here. And again, you know, a tyranny act causes the activity of someone forming a militia, forming some type of opposition group that opposes the tyranny. And that's what happened when the mafia came about. That was what happened when some of these other things formed up through gangs, because gangs a long time ago used to protect the turf of the neighborhood. That's what the gangs were. You know, the Irish gangs of New York, they were there. They were trying to, you know, protect themselves because they were considered, you know, the poor and the downtrodden, and they were treated miserably. So this whole country has been a historical bank of people that have gone through this passage. Now, in 2007, this passage should be over with. Now all we're looking at is another level of tyranny, because what they have done is they have gathered up through these groups, these people that started out being good guys. They have infiltrated them, and they have now turned corrupt. Then you have people that are corrupt in law enforcement inside the government itself. So we have the corruption from the root of the plant all the way to the vine, and we don't know how to pluck it out. Is that not right, John? Or what?
Well, it's the idea of that here we have, what would you say, is the powers to be have other people of powers to be, and the one overruns the other, so the other sets up a militia to defend itself, but then they become the oppressor. They want, because they've now taken the challenges that we have today of the police state, and they have the guns, and they have the power to force you through illegal justice or whatever. Are we going to have a department that comes in, or are we going to grow above this time and not have to have? I don't think we can ever give up our guns, because in history it's always proven itself to be a problem. But are we going to grow above this state of having to
fight
and actually grow by stepping on other people?
Got to go to the commercial. We'll be back. 800-313-9443.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, we're back with John, and we're talking about, you know, what Arthur had said in the first hour, and it really impacted, and it was very truthful, and, you know, it's a good idea to get this out to people because it opens the dialogue for people to reflect on history and how it repeats itself, and how we're on the brink of reliving a nightmare, you know, if we don't wake up. We have a caller, John. We have Ken in Texas. Ken, are you there?
Yeah, this is Ken down in Fort Worth. How you doing?
Oh, hey, how are you doing?
A couple quick items. One item is, have you seen a picture of that electronic dragonfly?
No.
Hey, people should go to TRUNEWS right now, and go to the World News, scroll down to a United Kingdom article. There's a picture of it.
Okay, what do you do with it?
What do they do with it?
Well, does it look like a regular dragon?
You can see the picture right now if you hunt it.
Oh, I can't get on the Internet right now.
Okay, anyway. Number two, if people would go Google right now, New American Magazine. They got 40 pages of this hideous United States, Canada, Mexico merger in it. The whole issue is in it, about it.
And that's what we're going through right now, because, see, while this is going, and the thing is really interesting, Ken, is the government people, the ones that work in the government, have no clue that this merger that they're putting together is going to be not what they think is a cozy, cushy job that they have now. It's going to be a thing where they're going to have such a big, huge monopoly of all different government offices, all working in collaboration with international businesses and foreign governments. Everybody's going to be kind of lost in the shuffle, and they're going to decrease their pay, and they're not going to have benefits. You're not going to be sitting in there cozy with health benefits.
Yeah, you won't have a constitution either.
No constitution, nothing. So you're going to be working, folks, in a situation they can cut you back, get rid of you, and you just be in another level of a slave base that they're making all of us here. Do you feel that, Ken?
I think what they do is they sneak on the playing field at night when it's dark, and then the Bird Society sneaks in and flips the lights on and say, okay, we're here to play with you. Now they're starting to, they're lining up to see who's going to be for or against this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's in a New American magazine right now, and you could, it's about 40 pages of it, and you can read it right now.
Well, I thank you very much, Ken.
Can you give that website again on that dragonfly?
I'm sorry?
The website on the dragonfly?
Go to TRUNEWS and go to the World News section and scroll down until you come to the article. There's a picture of it. It's from a United Kingdom paper.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's
amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you're going to have to get long fish nets with longer poles so you can snag them things.
But the thing is that you don't know, you know, I heard these type of insects and things that they're putting as nanochips in it, and what they're using that is to listen to your conversation, record what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, and monitor you, you know, so you think it's an insect, but it's actually some type of spying device.
Exactly. Well, I think you've got to catch a couple of them and take, I guess you're going, but the only thing that's going to feed them is long squirt gun to shoot water and disable them.
Well, if that's what they are, you know, it could be some other type of organic type of thing. You have no clue how these people have gotten, you know, or moved forth in the science and technology arena. So stuff that you would think that you would get rid of it might be not that easy.
I just want to let you know about it, and I'll talk to you later.
Thank you very much. But that's interesting, is it not, John?
Well, that dragonfly could have a nasty bite, you know. He might have a snake crossover or something like that and be able to put you down.
Yeah, and the thing is that, again, you know, folks, you know, and see, what he's talking about is another important aspect of this, because, see, what they're doing, too, is we're being murdered, okay? It's not no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They, I heard, and we're going to be talking about it probably next week, about this thing that they're forcing people that are working in hospitals to get vaccinated for the flu. And if they don't receive the vaccination, they will get fired. Now, during the time that President Clinton was in office, he had wrote an executive order that made it mandated that if they decided that there's an epidemic or whatever, that they can force you to get a vaccination. And if you decide that you don't want the vaccination, they can come in and seize your personal property and put you in a situation of lockdown. You know, these things are being drafted up in these executive orders. And now that order was never killed within this administration. And then what they do in the executive orders, they adapt from previous ones, add other things to it. And if you're not watching, you know, all your basic rights, freedom, and everything is gone overnight. So, again, you know, if they want to force you to get a vaccination, and a vaccination has something in it that is dangerous to your health, with welfare and everything else, you have no right. If they decide that they want to, you know, euthanasia people, you know, again, we had the situation with Terri Schiavo. She went in the hospital. And, you know, instead of her rights being protected, what happened to her? So, you know, they're doing everything they can in another type of level, not as blatant as World War II, where they just pick you up in death camps. But what they have created is the United States itself in countries all over the world. of Becoming Deaf Camps. If you want to call in, it's 800-313-9443. I want to hear your opinion. I want to hear your opinion about what the author talked about. We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, we're back. And we're here on RBN. Callers 800-313-9443. By the way, I want to say hi to some of my listeners. Jim in New Zealand, hi. I want to also find out if Rita is okay. I haven't heard from you for a while, and I was concerned if you get this. Hear me out there. Hey, I want to know what's going on. Also, I have a gentleman that listens and has been able to get my broadcast. He's in prison. Sent you some information on an attorney. I want to find out what's going on with that. Haven't gotten any more letters from you, and I'm sorry I haven't been able to write to you, but I had some health concerns, so hey, I've got that word out for you. Also, I want to say hi to both Bernadette and Dan in Illinois, wonderful people. Just want to say hi to you. Then we have a number of other folks out there that I just want to say, you know, thank you very much for listening to me, and I enjoy, you know, when I get a chance to visit with you, really talk to you. So, again, folks, you know, listeners that come on, listeners that just listen, if you contact me, I do get back to you, and I want to hear your opinion, because you are the people that make up this world, and you are a very important part of it. So we need to share ideas, work together as a community, and see what we can do to change these outcomes that are before us. John, you want to say something here?
Well, I just this week the Browns stood up against the IRS and were accosted. And there's another gentleman, Danny Riley, that was with them, and he was the first one that was accosted at the end of the driveway, and he was told not to talk to the press or he would be put in jail for 4 years. Well, he's out on there on Google, the videos there, and he's given the story out about what's going on, and I just appreciate people like him and the Browns that have not let them build that wall in their mind and stood up for truth and righteousness. And are paying the, you know, I'm not sure what happened to Danny Riley yet, but the Browns definitely are in jail illegally. And the police and the troopers that have pulled them over, you guys have gone from being police to being terrorists.
And indeed, and then, like I said, if you know, they have actions that have been criminal. I was told it's as they see fit what they will investigate, and they're terrorizing people with traffic, stops and things all over. And it's a pattern I saw when I was working in traffic in the court system. There's a huge pattern of what they're doing to criminalize individuals, you know, that are problematic in the patriot community. And again, when all things are said and done, and when there's going to be a situation you think that you're going to be able to get over, and everybody is going to be, you know, dead and gone when everything is said and done. But the bottom line is that was the same thought process as those people that lived through the experience of Adolf Hitler's Germany. And people were placed by just being seen in areas of the death camp, and the people, Jewish faith, they went after them. And the thing is that the Holocaust stayed with people until this day. They're hunting down, and those people could not find any rest in any country or anything for the tyranny that they created and placed on the people during World War II. So you think that this tyranny is going to be afforded you just to go, you know, away with your dollars and whatever? It's not happening. And in fact, it's not happening now too, because look at this thing, John, with the real estate market. The real estate market has taken such a big, huge dive. You got folks out here that, you know, paid almost $1 million for property. And now the value is down to $200,000, $300,000. It's going even lower than that. I was told that you can get a whole house in some areas of Michigan for $2,000 now, because people, you know, are trying to maintain these loans and they can't afford them. So they're just trying to get rid of the property because, see, you can't get a loan now, not like you would before, because the products for people that had the C and D paper is not there anymore, and it's very difficult for people to get money for any other paper right now, because the appraised value is under the value of the house. The appraised value, which they, you know, use how much your house is worth. So if you paid $300,000 for it, you know, a year ago, the appraised value for that same house is now $140,000, you know, in some areas. So if it's dropped down that low, you can't get a refi. You can't sell it, because if somebody wants to buy it, it goes by the value, the appraised value. And it's a nightmare out here. So what do you think about that, about the housing component?
Well, it's just another help of shutdown. If you notice, the just recently in our area, we had a 10-11% raise in our school taxes, and yet we have record number of pages of bankruptcies and foreclosures and people not paying their taxes, and the town's saying, oh, they need more money, so they're going to raise taxes. But those people that they're losing aren't even going to come close to what they're out of balance. And another thing that happened is our supervisors just went and voted themselves a raise. And again, the towns are living on a little over a dollar fuel, and we're living on $3 fuel, and they can't see the difference. And we haven't had any raises, and they have a steady raise of usually 3 to 5 or 8% per year, and all of a sudden this year they jump at 10-11.
Amazing.
They really don't understand.
Yeah, and it's just like out here. They're talking about in the Chicago area, got two big, huge nightmares going on. RTA, CTA, is having meetings all this month until the 31st. They're planning by November 3rd to increase the amount of CTA transportation costs. But also, they're going to limit many of the CTA, which is the public transportation routes and bus lines. So what they're doing right now, folks, is they're talking about going up $2-3 or whatever on the transit fare per ride. And it's going to cause a huge impact on people trying to go to and from work. It's going to cause people more to go to work than it is to stay at home and not have anything. So, they're charging $3. You go one way, if you stop or get a transfer, it'd be another $3 because there's no transfers anymore. And then they're cutting out bus routes. And I was downtown a few weeks ago. I had to wait for 2 hours for 151 on Michigan Avenue, after hours, because what they, said to me, well, we're changing things. And then the other thing, too, I've been downtown the last couple of days. They reroute the buses. They don't tell you that it's going somewhere else. There's no courtesy on these buses. It's just you get on it and it's as is. But you're supposed to pay huge amounts of money for this transportation. Then they already invested huge amounts of money into one building. It was $3 million, some kind of ridiculous $300 million for a property they built for CTA in Chicago. The executives all invested themselves more money as far as pay increases. But then who's the one on the bottom line that has to suffer? You and me. John, what do you feel on that?
Well, it's just another form of where they're paying themselves, and they just think everything grows the way they're growing. And it's where the government issues money. It's like all the townships and cities and whatnot have been forced to have bus lines. In our little area, we watch buses go by with almost nobody on them.
Mm-hmm.
There is no scheduling that would meet the criteria of job sequence in our area, plus where everybody lives. We don't live in a centralized town system. So it's almost impossible to run a bus line that's going to have much longevity of creating sufficient transportation. It's even in your area where you would normally be able to drive somewhere in a half hour or something, it's taking you 4 and 5 hours to get there. That's degenerative of you trying to be successful. It just drives things down. If you go to the CED, which is a Community for Economic Development, which started right after World War II.
I want to get a horse.
it was a situation where that's where they're telling they're going to bring everybody to the towns. They're creating a problem for you to even get around to afford anything, and so you're going to have to depend on the government and depend on their transportation or whatever they please to do for you, and they're shutting you down.
Or they're going to get to the point where they're going to just say, well, you can't travel certain times. As I said, and I guess it's over with now. I think it was up until October 12th. They were voting on this docket that they were going to eliminate people being able to ride in planes freely from state to state. You have to have special clearance and okay from, the White House or Pentagon or whatever, then be totally investigated. But see, again, folks, we sit there and say, well, they have to do that because they're trying to protect us from the terrorists. But they are the terrorists. So how are they protecting us from themselves? I mean, if you look at, the situation factor about Bin Laden, and who he was supposed to be during September 11, they had us in this big, quagmire of belief that Bin Laden, and we needed to get him. He was the one that took out the buildings. He's the culprit. And then now he is some type of, what do you call it,
Mystery man?
Yeah, not only mystery man, but he's kind of like a Nostradamus of this conspiracy against the United States of terrorism. I mean, he comes out yearly, kind of like the hedgehog, and he comes out there and he kind of like says on the, you know, tape, and we don't know if it's a new one, old one, or whatever, you know, oh, well, you know, there's going to be another act in the United States, like pre-warning us of some stuff, and then we scurry around trying to figure out where and this and that and the other. But all the technology we have today with the GPS systems, all the technology we have with satellites that can watch you in your house and film you through techniques of where they can go exactly like an X-ray through your building and see exactly where you're sitting and infiltrate your privacy through your television. Because, oh, yeah, televisions, they can look at you while you're looking at that. That's old technology. That's been going on for at least 20 to 30 years, but right now your high-definition TV can watch you. So the bottom line is you got all this stuff. They can watch you, know where you are, but they don't know where Bin Laden is. Isn't that kind of interesting?
Well, another thing is they're chipping the Army, different things in the Army, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, they lost two guys or three guys in the Army. That's a lie. When the boys are over there, they could put a chip in them. They got, you know, it's just like the information this week that the U.S. Air Force released documents of the communications of the USS Liberty attack, and it shows that we ordered the attack by the Israelis onto the USS Liberty. They were supposed to sink it and start World War III and blame it on the Egyptians. And when it gets said and done, the people that really stopped it from really being number one, killing everybody on the ship, was a Russian destroyer nearby, was observing what was going on. So the Israelis said, well, we aren't going to land and attack and kill everybody there. We're going to just pull off the attack and drop it. And so here we have, I like to point out that Russia helped us when we were in the Civil War. They stopped France and England from invading our borders. The Tsar put his ships out there to stop that. During World War II and the Cold War, there was going to be a nuclear strike into Russia. And the Russian major or something that was on the panel to see the rocket coming in made a decision not to fire back, even though it was our CIA creating on his screen to make him shoot the first missile so we could start a world war. A Russian officer stopped that. And here we have, again, a Russian ship watching USS Liberty more or less save the sinking of it in the start of World War III. Now, you have a situation where there was a nuclear sub in the Mediterranean. It was told on a transmission that if Israel struck any of the Egyptian countries with a nuclear attack, that Russia was supposed to hit Israel with a nuclear attack. This transmission was bordered. We talk about conspiracy theories. Now, everybody that was in communications business in the Army knew exactly what was going on, and it didn't have to wait till 2007 for the tapes to be released to verify what went on. This has been verified for a long time.
Yeah, and the thing is that, you know, again, comparable to crime in action, and the crime is still there because, see, that is an act of a criminal act that is, you know, a situation of a conspiracy, treason, and everything else, which is not something with statute of limitation or anything. But it seems as though that, you know, again, we have no enforcement of any of the protection policies that are established through the Constitution and the amendments underneath. You know, so therefore, these criminals can do whatever, you know, they want, because we're allowing it. You know, we're allowing this activity. And it is not to look for someone else to stop these deeds. You know, again, like John had said, you know, Russians said, hey, you know, this is what's going on. They don't want to see this stuff happen. There's people all over the place that, you know, are good people, and they're trying to report things. But then they get very frustrated because when they report it, and the American people kind of like, oh, yeah, whatever, and just go about their business as though nothing is happening. Is that not what you're saying, John?
Well, yeah, a lot of Well, a lot of the people I talk to, I mean, geez, I got to talk till I'm blue in the face to even get a couple of points across. I mean, they're really in the matrix of a shutdown, of disbelief, of don't bother me. My job's on the border now, so just don't rattle the boat, because if you rattle it, it might be the end of my job. And, you know, if you just step back and take a look at all this and you ask the question, how did they do that in Germany? And then we have people telling us, wow, I'm seeing the same things that happened in Germany that are happening here now, and we have some 80-year-old men that are leaving the country because they're seeing World War II perpetrate itself again. And as you can see, the manipulation of money and the shutdown and the control and the poisoning and the infrastructure of jobs being taken away and then controlled. It's like the last 10, 20 years now I've watched corporations. One corporation would buy out another corporation, and they'd send in their troops to go in, and they'd wrangle the help to say, oh, boy, you're lucky we bought you, but now you've got to tighten the belt up and do the more for less and take and brainstorm all the technicalities that they can out of there. And then, geez, about a year and a half later, another corporation buys you up. And it's the same money, people. It's just a change in name. And what they're doing is they're raping the community, because the community gives a new organization tax rebates for 5 or 10 years or whatever. And they've got the situation to where it's a write-off against the federal government for the corporation, so they don't have to, when they've written everything off, all of a sudden, boom, they can write everything off again. And so there's so many incentives. They control the help. They go where they want to go, and when it gets said and done, it's just a full control factor. We're living the takeover of Germany.
We're going to break. We'll be back. 800-313-9443.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi, we're back. We're here on RBN, and folks, I want to put a plea out for several things, and I don't know if you would be willing to do it, but I'm pleading to you. I have one of my reporters located in Arkansas. He needs a laptop. If you have a laptop out there, you don't need it. If you could donate it to the broadcast, give you a tax write-off, I can, because the bottom line is I'm trying to get this individual up and running, doing a broadcast from his location in Little Rock, Arkansas. And if you are out there and you want to do your own broadcast in your area and you want to connect with my show and you want to volunteer and work, we need paralegals. We need attorneys real bad. We need people that would be, you know, in towns and areas that have information about lake-breaking stories that are not hitting the media. People that might have time to sit in a court and watch what's going on. We need you for what I'm putting together on my show. And also I'm looking for individuals, too, that would be a part of a legal panel. If you want to volunteer for that, I would please ask you to contact me at 630-930-9782, 630-930-9782. Something I'm working on, and I need your help, you know, and it doesn't matter where you are. It's just that I need some panelists for what I'm putting together on a legal issue. So, again, if you have laptops, cameras you don't need, if you can even make a donation, you can just go to deanne.burley@gmail.com and PayPal. If you could make a donation, that would help a lot because we're, you know, trying to do things and we're trying to keep this program alive. And, again, what we're doing here is moving a radio into a proactive means to help, you know, people in the community. John, we got a caller, I think Richard in Texas. Richard, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How are you this evening?
Okay. How are you?
Oh, I guess I'm doing all right, considering the circumstances. I'm delivering pieces right now, so I can't talk too long. But I just wanted to say, I don't think we're putting enough pressure on our military, our clergy, and our priests, and our ministers. I think, you know, if all those people were harassed constantly about their silence, and I heard you mention that Clinton passed a bill or some kind of presidential directive forcing the healthcare people to take a shot, you know, before they...
That one was for everybody. That means you in your house. If they came and said that there is a situation they believe is a threat, they can force you to take a vaccination. If you don't take it, then they can take your property. And this is the thing that's going on currently. This directive is coming from this White House where
right.
They're saying that, you know, the same thing for people in the nursing industry. And there's going to be a lawsuit filed in regards to that.
I was going to say, so when do they, just like the police officers who just retire instead of standing up, like I say, I drive for TxDOT and I deliver, you know, mail all day and every office I go into, I don't care who's in the office, I'm telling them that the toll roads is wrong, I give them literature on it. Why aren't the cops doing this? Why aren't our EMS workers? To me, we got too many cowards. That's all, and we don't hold their feet to the fire.
Well,
so Dick Cheney and none of these rules that they passed can go down if we didn't have so many people willing to aid.
Can you hold on just 1 second? We're going
okay.
to break.
Okay.
And just hold on. We'll be right back on the Deanne Burley Show, 800-313-9443.